Yes, sir. Fill her up. Check your aisle.
I expected you that time. It's only me.
Hey, what are you doing in someone else's car? Get out of there. You want to get pinched?
Well, just you never mind now. I ain't going to get pinched. No, sir. I know what I'm about. This here's Fess Bitterweight's car.
Yeah, well, what are you doing with it?
Well, I met him over the press office, and he told me to fetch it along and fix it up. He's driving back to the university today. He says they're establishing a new chair up there.
A new chair, huh?
Yes.
I wonder what they'd take for the old one. You know, we could use another chair around here.
Yes, I don't know. I might ask him when he drops in for the car.
What's he done to the car?
Oh, a whole batch of things. He writ them all down here in a card.
Does he want all them things done to the car?
Yes.
Oh, dad burn it. Always making... Always somebody making work for us. Dag nabbit. Wonder why in tarnation he don't go by train. You know, Zeb, it'd be a lot cheaper than driving.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Not to the university on return.
Return? Is he going to return?
Says he is.
Why, the darn fool. What does he want to return for when he's already here?
Oh, dang it all, Ed, but you're dumb sometimes. If he wants to return, he's got to get out of the way first, don't he? Land at Goshen.
Yeah, but he could go away by train, couldn't he?
No, he couldn't, because he wants to drive his car back.
Shucks. He could drive it back when he started back.
But he wouldn't have his car when he started back. His car would be here.
Of course it would. That's why he could drive it back.
He couldn't, you darn fool. Him and his car would be in two different places.
You're crazy. How could his car be in two different places?
I didn't say his car was
here. You did.
I said him and his car. His car would be here when he started back.
That's what I'm saying.
But he wouldn't. He's starting back from the university.
Dan, you're on the high. Just a second ago, you said he was starting back to the university.
I know it. I know it. I know he is. He is. But if he goes back for train, he's got to start back from the university.
He's got to start back at the university to get to the university.
No, Dad, darn it. Start back from the university to come back here so as he can start back from here.
You mean he's starting from here so as he can come back to the university?
No, come back here. Come back here. After he starts back, he's got to come back because he's going back from here. I mean, starting back from the university to... Ah, consarn it, Eb. You're the worst fella I ever seen for getting all mixed up. Come on. Never mind it all. Now, let's get busy on this car.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
I ain't wrong. I ain't wrong, I tell you. Never mind. Let's see here now what he's got written in this card here. It says here, check oil, gas, and look at left rear tire. Well, you tend the tire, and I'll do the rest.
This tire here?
Yes, that's it. Let's see now. Well, oil seems to be all right. Hey, what you sitting there for? Get busy.
I am busy. I'm looking at the left rear tire. That's what you told me to do, ain't it?
Oh, I mean put some air in it. Put some air in it. Sorry. Well, ain't you going to put some air in the tire?
It's already got some air in it.
Well, then let it out. Let it out and put some fresh air in. We got to give service around here.
Oh, dadnabbit. Say, why don't you give him some of that long shot gas and get rid of it?
I had too many kicks on that long shot gas lately. Stuff's no good since we hooked the long shot pump up with that consigned root beer barrel full of root beer.
Well, then let's sell it for root beer.
Oh, don't be a darn fool, Eb. If a fella drunk root beer with gasoline in it, he'd go blind.
Well, maybe we can sell it to somebody that's already blind.
Oh, never mind. Oh, say, before I forget it, I picked up the Cohen Center Gazette while I was at the press office and left it inside the car. Get it, will you, there?
All right.
Is it there?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Right in the seat there.
Is there anything special in it this week?
Well, I ain't had a chance to look at it yet.
Huh. There ain't no mistake about the Gazette being behind Hector for mayor.
Right.
Look at here. Look, his picture and everything. Splattered all over the whole front page.
Yes, well, I'll be darned. Good likeness, too.
Says, Hector kills Smith, who has flung his gauntlet. Say, what in tarnation's a gauntlet?
Gauntlet? Well, I reckon a gauntlet's a little gaunt.
Huh. Wonder where Hector got a little gaunt.
I don't know, but he was always right fond of animals, you know.
Flung his gauntlet into the arena.
Oh, say, by cracky, I darn near forgot. I promised Hector that me and you would help him get up his platform.
Oh, let him get up his own platform. What do you want a platform for anyway?
Why, to run on.
If he's got to run, let him run on the ground. I ain't going to have
to. Now, wait a second, just a second. I mean his political platform. He wants us to write down the...
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Professor. Professor, Thistlewake.
Is the car ready?
Yes, she's all set, Professor Thistlewake.
Yes. Professor Thistlewake, maybe you can give Eb and me a hand here. You see, we sort of promised to write up a political platform for Hector Smith, but he's run for mayor, you know. But we don't know how to start the darn thing.
Oh, certainly. I'd be delighted to assist you. Have either of you a pencil?
Yes, Eb has. Take your order book there, Eb, and put down what the Professor Thistlewake tells you.
Well, now, let me see.
Oh, yes.
Now, to my fellow citizens, we are standing in an era of uncertainty and doubt. Now, have you got that?
Just a second now. Don't rush me. Yeah. To my fellow citizens, we are standing on our ear and
No, you're not standing on your ear.
It's the citizens that are standing on their ear.
No, it isn't. The word isn't ear. It's era. Yes, era. Now, erase it and write in era.
Now,
just a second. Are you ready? An era of uncertainty and doubt. Now, behind any stable government must stand certain political principles. And what principles are more staunch than those fundamental statutes of our forebears? Well, am I going too fast?
No, I'm getting it. It says, we are standing in an era and out behind the stable.
No.
The government must stand for certain pickle principles.
Ooh.
And what principles is more tough than those funny metal statues of the forebears?
Oh, no, that's wrong.
It ain't wrong.
Oh, of course it's wrong, Eb. It ain't the four bears. It's the three bears. The big bear, the little bear, and the medium size.
No, but it isn't the three bears.
Certainly it's the three bears. Goldilocks and the three...
No. Now, it's all wrong from the very start. Now, here. Let me have that notebook. I'll write it myself.
Take it if you're so darn smart.
Oh, never mind now.
Dash it all right. There now. Now, what are more staunch than those fundamental statutes of our forebears? I therefore hold with the framers of the Constitution.
Why, did somebody frame the Constitution?
Was that? Yes, Eb. A fella over in Squidsville framed it. He framed everything. Declaration of Independence, picture of the President.
No, he didn't frame it.
Yes, he did. I seen it myself in the window of the OK Furniture Shop.
I know, but I don't mean it that way. Now, that's simply a way of putting it.
A way of putting it in the window?
A way of expressing it.
Oh, yes. You see, Eb, he had to express it because he's afraid the glass would break if he sent it through the mail.
Now, let's stop all this confusion by changing the word from framers to authors. Now, I therefore hold with the authors of the Constitution and subscribe to those cardinal principles, life, liberty, and...
The Saturday Evening Post.
Precisely, the Saturday Evening... No, not the Saturday Evening Post.
Well, what's the matter with the Post, Professor Thistlewake?
There's nothing the matter with it.
Why ain't you going to subscribe to it?
The Post... Yeah, sakes alive. It only cost a nigga, but that isn't
just
the idea.
As popular as life and liberty.
Wait, will you listen, please? Now, when I say liberty, I'm referring to it not as a publication, but in a greater sense.
Yes, but it's only 5 cents.
Now, I mean liberty. Liberty to be free. Free.
Oh, you mean you'll subscribe to it if it's to be free?
I mean life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, I never heard tell of that last magazine.
What? Oh, it isn't a magazine.
Thing.
No. That is the phraseology, the wording of the Declaration of Independence. Now look it up sometime. And while you're about it, look over your Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Of what?
Rights. Rights.
Rights for what?
Rights for the magazines.
Oh. Yeah, but who writes for them?
Now, listen. That's their fellow he just mentioned. Bill, what did you say?
his last name was, Professor?
Nobody. Nobody writes for the magazines.
Oh, but gosh almighty, somebody must write for him.
But I'm not talking about magazines. I'm talking about political principles. Political principles to be stated in this platform.
Well, go ahead and talk about them. Nobody's stopping you.
Oh, dear. I have worn myself out. Well, yeah. Now, what I've already written will do for the general preamble of the platform. Now, what about your local political issues?
How's that?
I say, what about the local issues?
You mean the local issues of the magazine?
No. Now, if you say magazines again, I shall go mad. Can't you understand? Magazines have nothing to do with this. They're out.
No, they ain't, Professor. Not all of them. Life ain't out for the first of all.
Well, here. Now, take your notebook. I have to be going. Now, I'm starting back today. Now, just send me a bill for the car.
Well, that's too bad. You got to rush away. Shucks.
Well, gosh sakes. Sorry in a rush.
Yes. I may be wrong about where he's starting to, but wherever it is, he's certainly in a hurry.